The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat already a few miles offshore was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "Are you of little faith? Why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. One day at the entrance to heaven, St. Peter saw a New York street gang walk up to the pearly gates. This being a first, St. Peter ran to God and said, "God, there are some evil, thieving New Yorkers at the pearly gates. What do I do?" God replied, "Just do what you normally do with those types. Redirect them down to hell." St. Peter went back to carry out the order, and all of a sudden he comes running back to God saying, "Lord, Lord, they're gone. "Who, the New Yorkers?" "No, the pearly gates." Now, if you're from New York, that's just a joke, okay? I could have used Philadelphia just as easily. Well, St. Peter, of course, is one of the main figures in today's gospel, where Jesus walks on the water and Peter actually comes out and begins to walk on the water. And then, of course, begins to sink and the Lord has to save him. But before we go into that for a moment, let's put today's gospel in the context of St. Matthew's gospel. The Lord had just that day worked the great miracle of the loaves and fish. He had just multiplied the loaves and fish. He had fed 5,000 people. And then the people were so excited they wanted to make him king. And so he had to send the apostles away so that they didn't get caught up in the frenzy of perhaps making him an earthly king. And then he dismissed the crowds by himself. And he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Notice that even though the Lord was very busy, he'd been working miracles all day, he made time for prayer. That's a good reminder for us that we never find time to pray. You have to make time to pray. You actually have to set that time aside to talk to our Heavenly Father. That's what the Lord did. He made time for prayer. And he spent that whole night in prayer. The apostles had been sent across the Sea of Galilee to the other side. And they were obedient to Christ. The Lord told them to go into the boat and cross over. Perhaps the apostles had seen a storm coming, but they obeyed Christ. Or perhaps this storm was one of those very sudden storms that were very frequent, very common in the Holy Land in those days. And even today, storms can arise very suddenly on the Sea of Galilee. So they're set out, and at night, the Lord, who's up in the mountain, can see Perhaps it's a full moon. He can see the apostles being tossed about in the waves, having a very difficult time. They've been out there for hours, going through a very rough time. Well, of course, the fathers of the church say that that represents us. That sometimes we go through difficult times, rough times. You might ask, well, where is the Lord? Where is God? You know, I don't feel His presence. Even though He's very aware of what's taking place in our lives, He sees everything. Sometimes He doesn't answer right away. Sometimes, I guess in the case of the apostles, He wanted them to grow in virtue and faith and hope. He allowed them to go through some suffering, to develop as individuals, to become better people, better Christians. And sometimes the church as a whole feels, well, where is the Lord when it's persecuted and when there's trials and tribulations? Well, we learn from today's gospel that the Lord is well aware what's going on. And at the right time, He comes to the rescue. He comes to save us. So it says here that in the fourth watch of the night, the Lord came out to help them, and He walked towards them on the water. The fourth watch of the night means between 3 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the morning. So notice the apostles had been probably struggling for about 6 hours, from the evening until about 3 in the morning. So the Lord came out to help them. The fact that He could walk on water shows His divinity, that Jesus is the Son of God. He can do miracles. He can walk on the water. And then they think it's a ghost. The apostles begin to scream out in fear. And the Lord has to tell them, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Now those words, it is I, the actual Aramaic word, ego ame, means I am. Those are the same words that God spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai. When Moses said, who are you, that I might tell Pharaoh who is sending me? God revealed His name. God's name is I am who am. That is God's name. I am. Eternal existence. From all eternity, God was, God is, and God always will be. So now Jesus, who is God, is acknowledging His divinity. He says, take courage, for I am. Do not be afraid. So then Peter, and you have to love St. Peter. When we see him in Scripture, he's always very impulsive. He fails most of the time, but he always rises. Peter makes many mistakes, fails, but he never gives in to discouragement or despair. He gets up and allows the Lord to forgive him each time. And so Peter very impulsively says, if it's really you, Lord, command me to come out and join you on the water. And Jesus says, come. And Peter steps out of the boat and begins to walk on the water. Imagine that. Peter, the rock, doesn't sink. He walks on the water. And Peter's doing great for a little while because he's focused on Christ. But then the Scripture tells us he does something wrong. He takes his eyes off of Christ and he begins to look at everything else. He begins to get discouraged, fearful. He looks at the wind, the waves, the storm, and he begins to sink. He's starting to go under. And this is when he realizes he needs the Lord's help. He now realizes he needed Christ as his Savior. So he reaches out and says, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Now I'll tell you one thing. If there's one prayer that every Catholic should memorize, every Christian should memorize, that prayer. Lord, save me. If you're looking for a good prayer for your deathbed, this is a good one. Lord, save me. Because Peter realized he couldn't save himself. He was going down. He was sinking. He was about to drown. Immediately, Jesus is right there, takes him by the hand, pulls him into the boat, and he gives him a loving reprimand. He says, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And then Jesus calms the storm. And then the apostles kneel down and say, "Truly, you are the Son of God." They acknowledge the divinity of Christ. So you see how the apostles are moved from fear to faith, from doubt to trust. Well, what are the storms in your life? Maybe your storm is a financial storm. Maybe you're drowning. Maybe you're starting to go under. Maybe your storm is a physical storm. Maybe cancer. Maybe an illness, a disease. Maybe it's the death of a loved one, the loss of a loved one. What is your storm? Is it a relationship with your children, with your spouse, with your grandchildren, with friends or neighbors? What is your storm that you're going through? Well, I'll tell you, without Christ in your life, it's very easy to sink and to go down into despair and drown. What did this gospel teach us today? That if we keep focused on Christ, keep your eyes on Christ, you will make it. Keep your eyes on Christ and you will not go under. That the Lord is there, but we have to keep our eyes focused on Him and not on all these other trials and tribulations and storms that surround us. Peter was doing great when he kept his eyes on Christ. When he took his eyes off of Jesus, relied upon himself, he started to sink. So in today's gospel, learn that lesson. Keep your eyes focused on Christ. Read your scriptures. Learn about Jesus through the New Testament. Get to know him very well, very personally. And then focus on Christ, especially in the Eucharist. Be faithful in coming to Mass, going to Eucharistic adoration. That will solve all your problems. Before the Blessed Sacrament, pray. Spend time gazing upon Christ face to face in the Blessed Sacrament. Eucharistic adoration. Sit there for an hour before the Lord, and He will be there to help you. You might think He's delaying too long, but He's there. He's aware of everything. He's only allowing bad things to happen to bring about a greater good. And He's right there, and He's ready to save us if we but go to Him and keep our focus upon Christ. God bless you.